Well, hey guys, this is Pastor Justin here with the Chadron Berean Church podcast. Trust you're doing well today. And today I have a devotional for us. This one is actually an article, a short article that is being published in the Chadron Record newspaper today under Minister Moments. And it's entitled, Living for What Matters Forever. Living for What Matters Forever. So on the day that I wrote this, which was last Wednesday, March 27th, our community was losing two large buildings at the same time. The old Catholic school and an apartment complex. And I was planning to write about Easter for the newspaper article, but I woke up that morning to a voicemail from a church member saying that their apartment went up in flames that night, that it was on fire. And as I was on my way to see the fire, I received another message informing me that demolition had begun on the old school. And so I'm on the way to the one building to kind of check out the fire, and then I get another text message saying, hey, there's demolition on the old school, so I decided to drive by that crumbling structure as well. So one's on fire, one's crumbling. And recently I've been reading a book about staying balanced in life by slowing down and spending extended times of solitude with the Lord. The book also talks about the need to break routine and just be in the moment wherever you are. And so rather than simply driving by, I decided to pull over and get out of my car and actually watch the demolition of this historic building in Chadron. And as I stood there, I kept thinking that this has to be one of the largest and oldest buildings in town. And this just isn't something you see every day. I also couldn't help but think that, I couldn't think of all the memories that many people had growing up in or around that school. I know many people didn't just go to school there, they played around it. There's just a lot of memories that have taken place there. In fact, another bystander was telling me their own stories, and while they were understanding, they were sad to see another piece of their childhood and Chadron's history gone just like that. My overwhelming thought, though, while I was standing there, was this is exactly why I want an eternal perspective on life. This is why I want to live for that which is going to matter forever. Because just like these two buildings, the temporal things that we live for, I mean, even life itself, can be taken from us in an instant. Jesus told a story in Luke 12 about a man who, once he finally had all that he ever wanted in life, he died and he left it all behind. And Jesus said, so is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. The point is, if we live for the here and now only, building our own little kingdoms or empires, we'll have to watch them burn or crumble in the end. Instead, we should view life with an eternal lens and live for God's kingdom, seeking the inheritance that will never perish nor fade away. As C.T. Studd wrote, there's only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.